Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Babbler, Bobby Meyer.
Who wants to have some fun?
Well, let's start the insanity.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The show must go on. Good gracious.
All the candlelights. This is it.
This is it.
Right. More rehearsing and nursing a part.
All right.
We know every card by heart.
Come on.
All the candlelights. This is it.
We'll try to hit them.
On with the show, this is it.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hope you had a great evening on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, what an evening I had. I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you about it in just a couple minutes. Well, now, but last night, my goodness gracious, I had some fun out in Elyria with a couple buddies. The place called the train station in Elyria. And actually, I have a little clip of that last night. Let's see if we can roll that. Hey, Randy, you or Dan gonna buy a drink? No? Well, thanks a lot. That was that kind of an evening, I want to tell you. I had to buy all the time. Let's check that weather for you. But I got a couple things in the news for you. Hillary Clinton is going to appear on the Comedy Central show Broad City. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders will actually be appraised on Antiques Roadshow. Now, listen to this. A new poll found that the majority of millennials would vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Then millennials found out that you can't vote by texting. They said, ah, never mind. Never mind. I can't text my answers. Forget about it. Here's flavor. Sally had a party, 707 in Cleveland with a babbler. Good morning, it's Friday! Boy, did Sally have a party. Yeah. Something real quick in the news here. A Donald Trump rally was delayed for nearly 2 hours this past Tuesday due to fog. I mean, it was really bad. At one point, the fog was so thick, Trump supporters couldn't even see who they were punching. I mean, that was a big fog, you know? Bam! Who knows? Here's Christy, Yellow River. Good morning! Well, last night I was near the river celebrating, you know, and it was, yeah, a little Yellow River.
Feels so bad.
And of course, obviously in the news, it's all political stuff. You know, it's just incredible. You know, most of the focus the other night was on Florida and Ohio. And if there's one thing I know, it's that you can always trust Florida to make the right decision. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, that's what I say, Bill. And according to a new report, Dr. Ben Carson was not planning to endorse any of the remaining candidates, but changed his mind after being offered a position in Trump's White House. He would run for the Department of No Energy. Well, that's what he would do. You ever listen to him speak? He makes coffee nervous. I'm not kidding. Good guy, though. Cat Mother and the All-Night Newsboys.
Please help us. It won't cost you anything but a few minutes of your time. Log on to our website at wixie1260online.com and click on the Save Internet Radio button on the homepage for forms to fill out and more info. Thank you for helping to save Internet Radio.
You thought I was going to say a son of a bitch, didn't you?
Well, come on and get up. Let's go. Get at 'em.
Get up, don't
filet.
That's right.
Filler cutlets percolate with Wixie 1260. Super Radio.
Again, everyone, this is Howard Cosell's the silly youngster here, Bobby Meyer, also known as Bubbling Bobby Meyer.
Babbling.
Babbling Bobby Meyer, much like other nickname players in the NFL, like Hollywood Henderson. He's another dopehead just like Bob.
Oh, thanks a lot, Howard. Appreciate that.
Wixie.
823 in Cleveland with the Babbler. Paul Simon right now and a little bit of Kodachrome. It's Friday.
Mine. You to want me.
Wixie.
Yeah, baby. Oh boy, is this great!
Babylon Bobby Meyer babbles on.
W-I-X-Y, Cleveland.
To make you love me.
There's nothing I can do to make you love me. Wait a minute, here's a $100 bill.
To make you love me.
From Metter, Ohio, it's the choir. It's cold outside. Ah. It's not really that bad.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
I was just outside. It really wasn't too bad. You know, it could be a lot worse, folks, in this March. You know, I mean, we've had some pretty damn good snowstorms, I'll tell you. We've had snowstorms in April, so just feel lucky, okay?
You know, for a dummy, you make a lot of sense.
Oh, shut up. All right, let's try this. Okay, well, I don't know if you saw this in the papers. Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg have signed on to make a new Indiana Jones sequel that is set for release in 2019. Now, it'll be like all the other movies, but now when he cracks his whip, the sound is actually coming from his knees. Yeah, he's getting up there a little bit, isn't he? Aren't you, Harrison? He really is. 835 in Cleveland.
Americans love a winner. And we'll not tolerate a loser.
W-I-X-Y, Cleveland.
After the loving, I'm still in love with you.
After the loving. Now can we go watch the game?
Yeah!
I don't want to change your life, really.
I'm not talking.
Can you give me some beer and some crackers, please?
And I don't want to change
the show. This is it.
That's right. My head feels like a football. Good morning, everybody. You know, I remember what Dean Martin once said. You know, I feel sorry for people that don't drink, because when they get up in the morning, that's the best they're going to feel all day, you know.
You are a meathead.
What do you mean I'm a meathead?
Why, you numbskull.
Well, I'm just me. Hey, a new survey found that people in New York are the most generous tippers at restaurants. And you can tell the money's good because the other day I met an actress who dreams of becoming a waitress. Really? Kidding. Now, Vladimir Putin was nominated but did not win the Nobel Peace Prize a couple years ago. Then that day, you know what he said? He says, who do I have to kill to win a Nobel Peace Prize? think about it. 907 in Cleveland with a Babbler on a Friday. Thanks for joining us all over the country. I'm not kidding.
Does this program go to Parma?
Yes, it goes to Parma. Here's Andrea True Connection. That's what we want is more.